A collective of 40-plus organisations, including student associations, has launched a petition calling for the Minister of Transport to implement free public transport for community service card holders, full and part-time students at tertiary level, and under-25s nationwide. The campaign states that many people in these groups rely on public transport the most, but are most likely to not be able to afford it. I'm Jessica. That's funny. I'm used to writing my own name in the script for Jemima. Got to get back into it, guys. I spoke with National President at New Zealand Union of Student Associations, Andrew Lessels, about why this is an important issue for students in particular. Here is that interview.
So the Free Fares campaign is an initiative supported by a broad range of community groups, from student associations to faith-based organisations to charities and some local government politicians, to effectively get free public transport for under-25s, for community service card holders and for students. So for those groups who are disadvantaged when it comes to transport and often can't afford the costs of it, because we know that public transport plays a huge role in helping people to access education, in helping people to actually get the jobs that they need to survive, and in helping people to connect with their communities and connect with their families. So it's a campaign asking the government to step up and play its role in supporting transport. We know that public transport is not just a great way to ensure that people have access to live good, healthy lives, but we also know that public transport will play a key role in reducing New Zealand's carbon emissions from the transport sector. So this campaign is really calling on the government to help local government subsidise the cost of public transport, and for those groups who need it, actually make it free, because we know that there are immense benefits from public transport if people use it. But the trouble is, so many people across Aotearoa, particularly students, can't afford to.
Speaking of students, could you provide some insight into the impact of the current public transport system on students in particular?
So we know that public transport, because it is paid for by local government, which doesn't have that much money at the best of time, has a huge impact on the finances of students. If we look at Wellington, for example, students who are living out in Kapiti or Porirua or are living in the hut are paying at least a quarter of their student allowance a week on public transport. It can be upwards of $50 a week. I know in Auckland there are similar situations, and across the country we know that students can barely afford to live. So adding in the costs of public transport on top of that means that we have people who are dropping out of study because they can't afford to access campuses, because they can't afford to actually get on campus to go to their lectures, and having to choose between what day they go in. I remember when I was a student president at my old association in Hawke's Bay at EIT, I bumped into a student on the bus on the way home who couldn't afford his fare, and I sat down with him and asked him, you know, why couldn't you afford your bus fare today, mate? And he said, because I chose to have lunch. That's the decision that thousands of our students across Aotearoa are having to make, and we know that that is causing them to drop out of their studies, is causing them to not engage in their classes because they can't be on campus because they can't afford to get there, and we know that that is having a huge domino effect on the rest of the community, and is also meaning that those students simply can't continue to study, which is a huge failing for everyone.
Yeah, and has this really, as you mentioned, you recall this being an issue back when you were a student a little while ago. Has this been something that NZUSA has advocated for?
We've consistently advocated for free public transport for students for decades. We have seen initiatives being successful in individual regions. So, for instance, Palmerston North's free bus for Massey and IPU and UCOL students was through lobbying that NZUSA and our members on the ground did there, and got that win in 2005. We've had various other trials of free public transport, but the main issue that comes with making public transport free for students and community service card holders and under-25s is that local governments simply can't afford to. So I think this is the first time in a wee while that we've actually actively campaigned for central government to step in, and that's because we know how much of a crisis this is. We know that it's an educational crisis, we know that it's an economic crisis, and we know that it's an environmental crisis. We need to get people out of cars, in buses, and we need to make sure that those who are in study can afford to get where they actually need to be, whether that be study or whether that be work. So it's a campaign that NZUSA has consistently supported, but I think this is the most vocal we've been about it for quite some time, because we know how pressing the crisis is.
And another argument that people might make is that there is some need to reach underserved communities and reduce fares across the board. Why are these groups the most important to start with when thinking about a free fares campaign?
So we know that under-25s students and community service card holders are some of the poorest in our community. They're living on incredibly low incomes. They often live quite a distance from where it is that they need to be, whether that be employment or education or their own families. And we know that those are the most transport disadvantaged, and the government will turn them in many different documents. So we started with an ask for those groups because we think that those are the most in need, but we would welcome the government making public transport more accessible for everyone. We think that free public transport is actually a public good and is a way to offset huge amounts of carbon, as a way to ensure that people and communities are connected. So we would welcome it for everyone. We started with these three key groups because we know at the moment they are the most at risk, they are the most in challenges right now, and they are the most financially deprived. So that's why we went with students under 25s and community services card holders. But we know that there are so many out there as well who have similar issues.
Just finally, based on the discussions you've had with students around the country, what next steps would you really like to see for students when it comes to public transport?
I think for us, we would love to see the government step in and help local government introduce subsidies. They already do this for super gold card holders. They already do it for other for some other communities. They're running a trial in Auckland with central government support to subsidise public transport for those who really struggle with the cost of it. But we think the time for subsidies is almost over. The time for trials to get more people in public transport is over. We are in the middle of a climate crisis and we need to have real central government support. So our real hope through this campaign is the government will listen. The government will actually not actually live its values for once, and the government will actually do what its lovely promises say. So for us, the outcome of this campaign that we want is to see free public transport for tertiary students, for under 25s and for community services card holders. But just initiating a conversation about how we make public transport more accessible is also another key win. Actually reminding people that there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands across Aotearoa who can't afford the simple thing of getting a bus because it is so expensive right now. And I think shifting away from that model, however the government does, is a necessary step, and is something that will be vital to ensuring that we do adapt and we do offset carbon emissions.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew. That was all the questions I had, unless there was anything that you wanted to add.
No, I think I might just jump in with one more thing. And I think the other important thing about this campaign is because this is a central government problem, this is a national campaign. So we've got student associations from across Aotearoa supporting this. We've got community groups from across the country supporting this. And one of the things that we know is that while the cost of public transport might be excessive for those who live in main centres, for those who live in the regions, public transport isn't accessible at all because there isn't any to start with. So we have a huge focus in this campaign of making sure that marginalised groups in our regions also have equitable access to public transport, actually do have systems that work, are more than just one bus a day, which many communities have. And we are committed to making sure that the government supports them as well.
And that was Andrew Lissell speaking on the Free Fares campaign. Now let's get into a piece about the Scott-based redevelopments from Lui. Timaru has been selected as the build site for Antarctica, New Zealand's $344 million redevelopment of the Scott base. The redevelopment will almost completely take place in New Zealand before the buildings and parts are transported to Antarctica by ship. It is expected